the hottest show in radio.
We're talking rain, force, sweaty.
It's Merloni and Fourier on WEEI.
Any point in your coaching career, did you ever have an interest or express an interest in being a head coach in the college game?
Hey, guys, I don't have time for that speculation. I mean, that's a joke to me. I got one of the best jobs in all of professional sport. Why would I have any interest in coaching college football? That'll be the last time that I address it. And not only today, but moving forward. Never say never, but never. Okay? Anybody else got any questions about any college jobs? There's not a booster with a big enough blank check.
Ooh, oh,
I don't
man.
Know about that one, Mike.
Is that, that is one of my favorite sound bites. We, every single year, college, pro, basketball, football, you name it, some coach is rumored to be up for a job. The media asks him about it, and they vaguely say, give you some stupid cliche because they don't want to completely deny it. They don't want to completely close the door because who knows? But Tomlin, not even messing with it. Don't get anything twisted. So I ain't going anywhere.
Never say never, but never.
You don't think Tomlin at all looked at Lincoln Riley's deal out at USC and said, wait. $110 million they paid him?
Anybody else got any questions about any college jobs? It's not a booster with a big enough blank check.
$110 million. Then they gave him Lincoln Riley had two homes in Oklahoma, and they gave him $500,000 over asking price on each one. So they handed him $1 million. And now that I'm guessing that home was probably, one of them was probably bought by Oklahoma. So it's just, it's all money. Then they bought him a $6 million home in L.A. here. It's yours. Here you go. And then they gave him private use of a private jet for he and his family 24/7. They gave him a jet. They gave him a $6 million home. They gave him $500 over asking on both of his homes, and they paid him $110 million.
No way he's living up to the expectation. Just for the record, so Pete Carroll
doesn't look at that and say, well,
I got the same deal from the Globe. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Oh, jeez. Unbelievable.
But
unbelievable.
Mike Tomlin makes more than that, by the way. All these college deals are coming in at like $9.5, $10 million a year. Tomlin's up to like 14 or 15.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and he doesn't have to recruit.
Right.
If he wants a player, he just says, hey, can you guys give him an extra $5 million? He doesn't have to kiss the parents' ass. He doesn't have to kiss the 17-year-old's ass. He doesn't do any of that crap.
He's in Pittsburgh.
He's happy. And I love the fact that
he's in L.A.
said,
in a $6 million
home. He said, screw
home.
It. Not like these other guys.
All right, so how about Brian Kelly? So Brian Kelly at Notre Dame. Let's go back a week ago, shall we?
Take you back.
And he was asked about the, I believe it was the LSU or USC jobs, either one, right?
Then retiring from your current profession, could you see yourself leaving Notre Dame of your own volition?
No. I mean, look.
He's such a liar.
I think Mike Tomlin had the best line, right? Unless that fairy godmother comes by with that, $250 million check, my wife would want to take a look at it first. I'd have to run it by her.
Well, the fairy godmother
the
came
chuckles
by with,
in the background.
Yeah, the fairy godmother didn't give him $250, but LSU gave him $95 million, and yesterday he was announced the new head coach at LSU.
So he's not
a week
even,
later.
He's not even in the state, so he sends a text message at like 7 a.m. in the morning telling all his players that he's leaving and apologizing for sending such an early text message. And then he calls a meeting at 7 a.m. in the morning, and the meeting lasts for 11 minutes.
Christian, when Lincoln Riley went out to USC, he was out recruiting for Notre Dame at the time when LSU called him.
You mean Brian Kelly?
Brian Kelly.
Yeah.
He was out recruiting for Notre Dame, and LSU called him. And he's just like, probably in some kid's living room. He's like, I'll be right back. And they got in the phone in his car, and he's just like, how much? $95 million. Cool. All right, let me text my team. He texted his players when they announced it because he felt bad. And then this morning, met him for 11 minutes this morning.
Meanwhile, you're one of these kids, sitting with your parents in the living room, and you're like, wait, is he leaving?
Well,
he probably left the room.
He came back in.
Guys,
in an LSU
right
shirt.
Yeah, he came back in. He came back in and said, you don't want to go to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
LSU is where you want to be.
Go Tigers!
Could you see yourself leaving Notre Dame of your own volition?
No.
See, the crazy thing is he references Mike Tomlin. Because every coach probably hates Mike Tomlin right now. Because if you're asked about leaving and going to coach someplace else, like this, Mike Tomlin is the way you answer it to remove all doubt.
Never.
Never. He says never. He hates all of you. None of these other coaches do this because why would they? They'd be stupid to. They don't really mean it. They're hoping something better comes along.
So Cliff Kingsbury is now the new guy, right? 9-2, Arizona Cardinals, handsome fella. Everybody loves him. I think he's got. Does he have a couple years left?
I think he's got 2 years left.
I think. I don't know if Schefter's got a deal with his agent, but he's the one that threw it out there. How teams are. Oklahoma is looking at Cliff Kingsbury. So yesterday, he addressed the rumors.
Hey, Cliff, happy Thanksgiving. There was a report yesterday saying that Oklahoma was interested in you for the head coaching job. Wondering if you had a reaction to that and if you have mutual interest in that job.
Yeah, I don't get into those things. My sole focus the last couple weeks has been Chicago Bears.
Not emphatic enough for me.
No, me neither.
After that, when I hear, now here's a guy. Listen, here's what's happening now. So these vacancies are helping all coaches, even the coaches that are on their current jobs. Halfley signs an extension. Mark Stoops over in Kentucky signs an extension. The Michigan State Mel Tucker, he signs an extension. So all these coaches are nervous about their coaches getting poached. So they say, screw it, we're going to overpay for you. So as long as there's a rumor out there, we think you're going to leave. We like you. We're going to overpay you now. Lock you up. Because now Notre Dame needs a coach. Now Oklahoma needs a coach.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's like, you know, two jobs. And, you know, when like the coach of Utah even, as good as they are, but still it's like Utah or one of these new up-and-coming guys go to like, you know, USC or whatever. But you took a coach from Notre Dame and went to LSU. You took a coach from Oklahoma to USC. So what do you think Oklahoma and Notre Dame are doing right now?
Go Tigers.
I mean, they are looking at everybody, right?
Oh, yeah, they should be.
Everybody.
But so if those coaches left, if Brian Kelly's leaving Notre Dame for the money, doesn't that tell you that Notre Dame isn't willing to pay the money?
Well, he was there for 12 years. He might have sat there and said, I'm at Notre Dame and LSU, and it's time for a change, and I can be in the SEC. I don't know. But they're going to be coming after somebody, which brings up, if you're Josh McDaniels, are you getting involved?
When you see the dollar signs thrown around, I would.
Notre Dame and Oklahoma. You know, and I mean, listen, I'm sure he's happy here. Bill opened up his world to him. All these things. And the biggest thing is, does he want to recruit, right? But I mean, you know, what do you think Notre Dame and Oklahoma are going to give him? They may not give him what Lincoln Riley got out at USC, but exactly, why not?
If you're
like, why wouldn't those guys give him $100 million to both places?
If you're Josh McDaniels, you're sitting there going,
$100 million.
I am 10 times the coach that both of these guys. I have 6 Super Bowls. I have a ton of credibility. I've worked with Bill Belichick. I've worked with Tom Brady. If I'm Josh McDaniels, I am calling my agent and say, will you at least kick the tires? See if they're willing to go to 125. If they are willing to go to 125, because everybody's got their number. Like, why wouldn't you consider it a coaching job if the numbers and the money is so obscene? Because that's what it is, Ben. It's obscene amount of money. And the two openings that are there have the willingness to pay that much money. Especially a team like Oklahoma. They get embarrassed. Their coach basically takes a lateral move in my book. And they sit there and go, well, listen, we got to save face. We better bring in a big name.
Aren't they going to SEC?
Oklahoma and Texas are both going to the SEC. So it's difficult, you know.
You need a guy.
You need a guy. You need to recruit because that's what it's all about.
And Josh
McDaniels. Why not Josh McDaniels?
And Josh McDaniels doesn't have the wow factor right now, I don't think, in the NFL, although I think he's done a good job of rehabilitating his image this year. But, yeah, I do think for Oklahoma, McDaniels would kind of be like a wow hire. Like, yeah, we got a guy from the pros. We got Bill Belichick's right-hand man. He did great with Mac Jones. Josh McDaniels, I think, would do well to get his name in the mix. I think working against him, you know, we always talk about, can a guy jump from college to the pros? I think there's that question the other way. Like, look what happened to Charlie Weiss when he had to start going recruit. Josh McDaniels has never gone into a high school kid's living room and had to recruit before. So I wonder if that's going to work against
him. It is a different job. Like, I was listening to the AD who's on ESPN. They had the press conference. And I was listening to him this morning. And he was talking about how they're in a different place now than they were 12 years ago. Like, the program, they needed to find somebody who could build a program. And he's like, we're in a different place. Like, the program's in good shape. You know, so, yeah, you're right. And I don't think Oklahoma or Notre Dame are like, we need someone to rebuild a program. You know what I mean? Like, LSU might be in there right now, to be honest with you. Like, we got to rebuild this thing back up. So, does he want to do that? Does he want to recruit? You know, does he want it? But still, $100 million?
I think it comes down to the money and the lifestyle.
You'll be there for 5 years. They'll fire you, and you'll get a job in the NFL.
It's all guaranteed. They'll have to buy you out. And if you're in the SEC, or really even USC, Oklahoma, if you don't find a quarterback, you're screwed. If you don't have a quarterback, good luck. Now, you can't just, you know, pick the guy that you want. You can't give some guy, you know, $120 million to be your quarterback.
That'd be his pull. I'm saying if Josh McDaniels is in college, it's like as far as going out and finding a quarterback and convincing him to come play for me. Like, you know, I mean, if you're a college quarterback, you can sit there. Yeah, of course, Alabama. I get it. But I do have Josh McDaniels. If my goal is to play in the NFL. If I play for Josh McDaniels for 2 or 3 years, I'm pretty sure he's going to have me NFL ready. Right?
Can I tell you guys a quick anecdote about how popular these college jobs are now? And I think a lot of them are more attractive to the coaches than the lower tier NFL jobs. Last year,
so NFL coaches are more attractive to some of these high profile college jobs,
SEC jobs, and then the big time,
the blue Notre bloods Dame. Of the world.
Exactly.
Call this part of the week story time.
when the Tennessee job came open last year, and Tennessee is a good program, but when was the last time they
terrible.
Won anything?
They've been terrible for years. Peyton Manning is the last time they were good.
They're in the SEC. That's what we could say about
like literally within minutes of the job becoming open, I heard from an NFL offensive coordinator asking me, can you find out who's in charge of the hiring process there? Like, he wanted
a search firm?
Yeah, exactly. Like, can you find out who the AD is and who's running this thing and get me some contact info? And this is a successful NFL offensive coordinator. There's more of these college jobs, and there's crazy money being thrown around at the college level these days.
It's ridiculous. Look what we're throwing around. Again, $110 million, $95 million. What'd Jimbo Fisher get?
Fisher at Texas A&M?
Yeah, wasn't that like a ridiculous deal,
he
too?
He broke the bank first, yeah.
Yeah, he was like you're like, holy smokes.
Yeah, when I saw that, what does Bill make right now?
20? Well, that's 18?
That's the subject of debate. The number I've heard is 18. But I think that might just be the base.
That was in, was it Sportico? Was that an article that came out? Was that it? The highest paid, Sportico? The highest paid coaches. He was number one at 18.
So the 18 is a number I've heard separately as well. But I think that's his base. I think he gets bonuses based on how much money he can save on his own coaching staff and on the salary cap. And obviously win bonuses. And, you know, there's no salary cap for coaches. So Kraft can funnel him money under the table from other businesses. I think the 18 is just like the base salary.
Yeah, Jimbo got $90 million from A&M.
What, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
So
A&M.
Yeah, so Kelly gets 95.
I mean, yeah, everything's $100 million
and
job.
They're going to the SEC, so they have to go into the conference with a splash.
They've got it.
If I'm Josh McDaniels, I'm trying to think anybody else on that staff. I think of Gerard Mayo. I think of the college game, I think the younger coaches.
You don't think Steve can be a face of a university?
Oh, my God, no. No, no. He is a pro coach. What? He is a pro coach all day long.
Like, is it a mullet? You
need to be charismatic. You need to be able to, you need to have energy. You can't just walk in some guy's room and show him your Super Bowl rings. You have to convince them. You have to woo them. You're dating them for 2 years. And then when they commit to you, you still don't sleep at night until National Signing Day. That's the nightmare altogether. So, no, when I think of Josh McDaniels, when I think of college coaches, pro coaches that have done both, like Bill O'Brien has done both. Like, he was in the pros. He was successful at Penn State.
They hate him at Alabama this year.
Do they hate? Oh, yeah. Well, they're in the SEC championship game. Why do they hate him so much?
They're not scoring 60 a game.
It's amazing. The expectations there are insane. But there's another guy. I just don't think I personally would rather give a guy a bag of money and ask him, see if he'll come play on my team. And then instead of like going through his mom, his uncle, his handler, you know, his girlfriend, his buddies that, you know, want free tickets. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Listen, speaking of coaches.
Blah, blah, Matt Ryan, blah, 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 mobility.
Steve. Yeah. Yeah, Steve. Yeah. There's the face of Oklahoma football.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
He's
all right,
an incredible person.
Speaking of coaches, we talked about it earlier, the job Bill Belichick has done this year. It's the revenge tour. It's the FU tour here for Bill Belichick. Does he deserve to be coach of the year? We'll do it next with Volan.
Mac Jones joins Merlone and Fourier every Patriots Monday.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Here's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. I would kill myself if I didn't say this. I am 100% loyal to money, and there's nothing I wouldn't do for $110 million. Just want it to be clear.
Thank you,
the Bruins have the Red Wings tonight. The puck drops at 7. The Bees coach, he is out. He has COVID. Bruce Cassidy won't be around for a bit. Brad Marchand is out for 3 games for slew footing, so he's not playing tonight. The Celtics take on the 76ers tomorrow night. Tip-off is at 7. And the Revolution take on New York City FC in the MLS playoffs tonight at Gillette Stadium. The match starts at 7:30. That's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Now more of the guys, Merlone and Fourier on WEEI.
Bill Belichick, this is his best job he's ever done coaching. What he's done with a rookie quarterback, because you're right, Tom Brady was in his second year, all right? But this is this young man's first year. And I see it because I'm like, man, there's no way. He ain't going to drive the football. He can't do all this type of stuff. That's right. He doesn't have to. Why? Because they don't put him in those situations.
They don't have him. All right? Don't set him with the
no. And some of the ball, some of the throws he makes, it's easy to say, well, look at all the passes he's throwing to the running. Anybody can do that. No, they can't.
Yeah.
This guy can feather the football. He can do those type of things. Oh, but Belichick is amazing.
That was Rex Ryan. That was actually last week.
Yeah.
Before this Titans game, talking about how it's the best year Belichick's had in coaching. And I would agree, it's right up there. Now, he's been coach of the year in 2003, 2007, and 2010. So will he win it this year?
I think he's got a shot. I think it's too early to make that call. I know that's not the hottest of takes, but, you know, to what Rex was saying, like, okay, what if the Patriots have a December collapse like last year? Then it's not one of Belichick's best coaching performances. You know, what if they fall to number 7 in the wild card? And so, you know, I think it's been nice so far, and he is definitely in the short list, but Vrabel, Cliff Kingsbury have to be in the discussion.
Who's the leader right now? Right now, who's in front?
If the season ended today, I'm giving it to Belichick. Probably a squeaker
really?
over Kingsbury. Because, yeah, I do think with a rookie quarterback, with all these new pieces, I would give Belichick executive of the year, which he has never won. And I don't know if he's allowed to. I know Scott Pioli won it. I don't know if, like, his number two guy automatically would win executive of the year. But these, like, all-star teams that you build in free agency never work.
Well, no, you're right. Usually when you just drop a bunch of cash to try to fix a problem, it never works. So you have to start with, okay, what did people think they were going to do before the season started? Did they have him as a playoff team? Did you have him at a playoff team?
I did. I had him at 11-6, but it was solely on the faith of, like, in Bill I trust. You know, it wasn't really.
Had nothing to do with Mac, had nothing to do with the players that they signed.
I thought it was going to be. I picked 11-6 with Cam. I thought that Bill and Cam would get them back to 11-6. And I didn't wait. You know, I wasn't going to change my pick once they moved to Mac. But it was. I believed in what they had built. You look at the defense, it looks good. The two tight ends, the run game, it all looked good. And then I felt like I had egg on my face when they started 1-3 and 2-4. But Bill, to his credit, brought it all together.
See, my thing, you start with who had the lowest expectations and then who actually ended up overcoming those expectations and who had the most difficult set of circumstances during the year. What did they have to overcome? So I start with Tennessee. I start with Mike Vrabel based on the teams. Like, there was a stretch for the Titans where they beat five straight. It was five or six.
Yeah.
Last year's playoff teams, all good teams. They beat five in a row. Didn't matter. They beat them. Close, big wins. It didn't matter. They beat them. And we talked about this record that they had that they broke with, 86, 88 different players on their roster coming and going and still being, 8-4 now?
Yeah.
I think that's better than what Cliff Kingsbury is doing.
Well, but if your criteria is what were the expectations and what are they doing, has anyone exceeded expectations more than the Arizona Cardinals this year? Who had them as being a legit contender in the NFC West?
They were in the mix last year, though.
They were 8-8.
That is in the mix.
And Murray got hurt.
They're 500. A couple games, they got a positive record.
I would say right now there's like 3 candidates, and that would be Kingsbury, and it would be Bill, and it would be Vrabel. Given the amount of injuries that he said, you want to throw Matt LaFleur in there? Let's see how it all ends up.
Zach Taylor, the guy that no one's heard of, the Cincinnati Bengals coach. Watch out for him.
Yeah. I mean, so I think there's, you know,
doing great.
And again, it's sort of like where we are in the NFL right now, right? I mean, the next 4, 5, 6 weeks, somebody could go 2-3. Somebody could go 5-0. You know, I mean, you mentioned the Bengals. I don't know. They're 7-4. Maybe they rattle off 5 more wins, and they're 13-4 team, or 6 more wins, whatever. But I think right now he's in the mix because it's been outstanding. Now, I don't know if he can get executive of the year because he's not an executive.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
He is, though. I mean, he's the team's general manager.
No, but he's not.
Does he have the title?
If the New England Patriots win Executive of the Year, who gets that award?
Yeah. Who accepts it on behalf of who?
Well, that's the thing. I do wonder if Dave Ziegler would be the guy to get it.
Ziegler would get the award, and we'd all be like, who? I guarantee like half the New England Patriots fan base out there doesn't know who Dave Ziegler is.
Probably, yeah, I can confirm that.
And he could be Executive of the Year.
I mean, is he basically Scott Pioli? Nick Caserio?
Yeah, but
without the title?
Without the title and with not as much power. I mean, Nick Caserio was in that role for 13 years and had a lot of autonomy by the end. I don't think Ziegler is there yet, but he's the guy certainly coordinating the front office stuff. But it's still, you know, Ziegler is not sitting there in offseason saying, well, we're going to spend $31 million on Jonnu Smith and $25 million on Hunter Henry. Belichick is the one deciding that, and Ziegler goes out and executes.
Well, see, the funny thing is we talk about, you know, Josh McDaniels leaving, but the next guy that, you know, under the radar guy seems to be a guy like Dave Ziegler as far as, you know, with any job openings or any owners looking for somebody to run their team or to pick their next head coach.
He interviewed for the Broncos last year, and they really liked him. They really liked him.
Who was the GM at the Detroit Lions when they brought Matt Patricia?
Oh, Quinn, Bob Quinn.
Yeah, so Bob Quinn takes Matt Patricia. And then Robinson is in Tennessee. He grabs Vrabel, right?
Yep.
So there, and then so Nick Caserio. Well, I guess he didn't. He probably tried, maybe wanted Josh McDaniels, but he ends up with David Culley as their head coach.
Yeah, Jack Easterby too.
Jack Easterby was there first, so I can easily see a job opening. Like, so are we thinking that Chicago's? How many jobs do you think are actually going to be open by the time the season ends?
Good question. The average every year is like 7.
There was a lot last year.
Yeah.
I think it'll be 7 this year?
It really does open up towards the end. And there's always a couple teams you don't expect. Like, what if Bruce Arians decides to retire or something like that?
But I would say the bad football teams. You know, I don't see the Jets making a move.
Nope. Jaguars aren't.
I don't see the Dolphins making a move. Lions aren't going to make a move. Jacksonville. Urban Meyer could walk, right?
Probably. But I think grasping onto that job as hard as he can.
The point is that all the bad teams have already just replaced their coaches, and it's not going to be one and done.
Well, hold on.
What about Pete Carroll?
We know the Raiders. No, he just signed an extension.
Okay.
He's going to be around for a while. Raiders is one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The Bears will be another.
Probably the Bears.
Yeah. Yes.
Denver Broncos looking maybe-ish.
That right now might. He's going to make it another year.
Minnesota Vikings. Zimmer kind of been there a while. Hasn't worked out so well. So that's 4. Giants probably safe. You're right. So it might only be 4 or 5 this year. It might be a lighter cycle. But unless there's a surprise team, like I said, like an older coach like Bruce Arians deciding to retire.
Yeah.
You never quite know.
Because Brady will probably retire this year.
No, Brady's
going to retire this year.
Let me go to this call real quick. I want to go to Dennis on the Cape who says, pump the brakes on Belichick winning coach of the year. Dennis, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I love your show. You guys are amazing. Just want to say that first. But you definitely got to slow down a little bit.
Why?
I like the way the Patriots have been playing. They've been playing good, but they've been playing crap teams, honestly. I mean, they played the Browns, who are the Browns. They'll always be the Browns. They played the Jets a couple times. They played Carolina, who is nobody. They played a good Charger game, but I think the Chargers are slightly overrated, so I put them kind of average at best. I still think they haven't played anybody.
Yeah, Ed, but... A, that's the league. I think most teams are like that. And B, at least they're winning. I mean, the Titans lost to the Jets and the Texans. At least the Patriots are winning these games and winning them big. So that's
– See, I don't even go there. You beat the Browns right after they beat the Bengals. So, I mean, teams that are coming off wins, I mean, I think this is such a – they have such a respectable, credible resume so far with teams that they've beaten – I just feel like last week was the least impressive out of all of them just based on who they were playing and what they were dealing with.
They're 8-4, the number 2 seed in the AFC. I don't think anybody thought that. I thought people thought they would squeak in the playoffs. Given where they are right now, there's a long way to go. I don't think we have to pump our brakes.
I don't think anyone had them as a playoff team when they fell to 2-4 after getting shredded by the Cowboys on national TV.
Listen, how many new guys did he bring in? He's got a rookie quarterback, and how many new bodies are on this football team? He's got 2 basic rookie running backs, second-year guy and a rookie. And it's just, look what he's doing. All these new bodies coming in here defensively. They lost the defensive player of the year in Steph Gilmore. They moved on from him and where they are right now. No, I don't. I think he's up for it, and we'll see how the rest of the year finishes. All right, listen, we got big deal, no big deal. What do we got?
Now, a special edition of big deal, no big deal.
Oh, really? How special?
Yes. So, Spaz will be orchestrating, leading, special. Big deal, no big deal, all by himself.
It's time for Spacing Out Sports.
He picked all the topics, Lou, Ben. He put them all in order as far as important. So you don't want to miss this is what I'm saying. This can either be great or it could be a complete train wreck. Either way, it's going to be entertaining.
All right, Spaz version of Big Deal, No Big Deal. That's next.
You got anything to say for yourself?
We didn't think it was that big a deal.
No big deal.
It's a big deal.
Big deal.
Big deal.
Kind of a big deal in New England right now.
No big deal.
Not that big a deal.
Not a big deal, huh?
Why does that make such a big deal? I don't understand that.
No big deal.
Big deal.
Is Joe Biden getting a bad deal here?
Well, all right. Let's take this adventure together, shall we, gentlemen? Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. Okay, neither one of you guys need him, but I did. I went to him. He's my guy. Losing your hair, kind of a big deal. Treating it with Dr. Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, not a big deal. Call them now at 1-800-GET-HAIR. Spaz!
Yo!
You're up, buddy.
You're up, pal. What do you got?
Don't crash the car.
Let's go back to Thanksgiving. Two Thanksgiving leftovers. Matt Judon takes Kevin Durant's jersey after the Nets beat them at home. They beat the Celtics at home. Big deal or no big deal that he took KD's jersey?
I'm going to say no big deal. This is what these athletes do. Spaz, I know you're all fired up about this, but it's what the athletes do.
Scumbag.
You want to be friends with everybody. That's it. Judon's dead to you now?
Of course. Well, no, he's not dead to me, but imagine, put it this way. You played for the Red Sox, right? Let's say you were at Yankee Stadium. And
the same sport.
Hear me out. What I'm trying to say is, could you imagine getting a jersey from the opposing team after you just got your butt kicked from the opposing team from your boy?
Judon goes to a basketball game and gets a basketball jersey. The equivalent would be Lou going to a Giants game and getting Saquon Barkley's jersey.
And that's a scumbag move.
What? It's a scumbag
because
move?
Because it's a high school. We all play for the same team. You want to? Here, let me explain
when
this.
When are you allowed to grab?
Out with Felga is a scumbag move because he should be hanging out with you guys because you're on the same team. Does that make
sense?
What
if we don't want Greg Hill hanging out with us and he needs to go get new friends?
But you get what it's a complete. I'd like to know what Ben thinks about it. It's a complete scumbag
Ben,
move.
Ben, are you pissed off over this?
Is that a big deal?
Spaz, chill out, man. It's Kevin Durant. It's, you know, Matthew Judon has no ties to the Celtics whatsoever, and Kevin Durant is an all-time great player, so.
The guy just called us a bunch of racists over the summer. He agreed with Kyrie. All right.
Spaz, I like it. Good effort.
You know what?
All right, give us the next
Ruben, let me tell you something. I'll never take a Winchester jersey, ever. Ruben all the way.
All right.
Go Tanners. Thanksgiving.
Tanners? Yes, what are they called, the Tanners?
Tanners. Yeah, Woobin Tanners.
Because Woobin Tanners?
Right.
Isn't that because of that? Wasn't there a movie made about something that went on in Woburn?
Yeah. A civil action?
A civil action.
Because the
they were Tanners. Is that why?
They poisoned the water.
They poisoned the well.
I know. But a Tanner's
somebody got
a
cancer.
Bro. All right. All right.